Let me read to you today's Holy Gospel, children. It's a short one with a very beautiful lesson. At that time, Jesus answering said to his disciples, "Have the faith of God. Amen. I say to you that whosoever shall say to this mountain, 'Be thou removed and be cast into the sea,' and shall not stagger in his heart, but believe that whatsoever he hath said shall be done, it shall be done unto him. Therefore I say unto you, all things whatsoever you ask when ye pray, believe that you shall receive, and they shall come to you." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Please be seated. We have this special gospel today, children, because today is the feast day of a very early bishop who said to the mountain, "Be thou cast into the sea," and he was so holy and had such strong, simple faith that it was. So he was trying to build a church, and they had the design all planned out, and then they realized, after they planned out the architect's plans and everything, there wasn't enough room between the sea and this mountain. And so he prayed. He probably fasted and did many acts of penance, but he prayed very simply, and the mountain was cast into the sea, and there was enough room to build the church. He did a couple of other miracles like that too. One to keep a river or a stream from overflowing and flooding, and another time to dry up a lake because there were two brothers who were always fighting about who got to own the lake. And so he just said, "Oh, dry up." And the lake just dried up. Who is this great saint of prayer? His name is St. Gregory the Miracle Worker, or the Wonder Worker. And he lived during the end of the Roman persecutions, and he didn't die as a martyr. Our Lord wanted him to help to establish the church in what is the country of Turkey today. And he studied with a famous teacher who taught him to preach and to speak beautifully, and he taught him too to use anything he could from the pagans as long as it wasn't offensive to the faith in order to spread the faith. When he became a bishop, and he's one of those saints, they forced him to be the bishop because he was an educated man and he was holy. Well, when he became a bishop, he was in bed one night and he couldn't sleep. He was worrying about how he would convert people because he only had 17 Christians. How am I going to convert them, he thought. And he was praying about it when he saw come into his room an old man and a very young, beautiful lady. Well, the old man was Saint John the evangelist, and the young, beautiful lady was our Blessed Mother. You know, she never aged because she didn't have original sin, so she was always most young and most beautiful looking. And in answer to his prayer, our Blessed Lady turned to St. John and said, "Teach him," meaning St. Gregory the Bishop, "teach him the doctrine of godliness," or holiness, which meant basically the catechism and all the truths about the incarnation and the Blessed Trinity. We taught that so well to the people that for a long, long time, the church there was well-founded and they never fell into any heresy, and he was able to convert everybody in town. So at the end, there were only 17 who weren't Christians in the city instead of 17 who were. And he built a church, and the church lasted for a long time. It was sort of symbolic of building up the Catholic Church. So he had this deep, strong faith, and he just worked great miracles. And he's our saint today. And then there's this other saint that we have today, too, and his name is Saint Onyon. And he was a bishop in 5th century France, and he needed his prayers heard, because his people were pretty bad. They were either pagan Romans or pagan Frenchmen. But they were being besieged in their city by Attila the Hun. He was marching to their city, which was called Orléans in France, to destroy it. And wherever Attila the Hun went with his soldiers, he destroyed everything. Well, the leaders of the city didn't know what to do, so the bishop, Saint Onyon, went to see the emperor, and he was named Theodoric, and he sometimes wasn't a very good Catholic. But in any case, he was busy fighting different barbarians someplace else, and his general said, "Your Excellency, I can't promise you anything because we have our own battle against the Vandals down here, you see." So he went back and he told the people, "We're going to get help very soon," even though he hadn't been promised help. He said, we're going to get help very. He knew. He had confidence in prayer. And he said, right now we have to pray. So he got all of the people to fast and pray for 3 days. He had acts of reparation for their sins, read and penitential processions, barefoot, things like that. And everyone did penance and prayed. In the meantime, the city council got cowardly, and they said, maybe we had better just open up the gates of the city and let Attila the Hun come in and he would have mercy on us. And of course, that was a stupid thing to say because he didn't have mercy on anybody. And he said, no, stay with it. We're going to get help. And I'll go talk to Attila the Hun. He was so brave, this bishop. He went to see Attila the Hun. And Attila the Hun wouldn't promise him anything. All he did was grant him safe passage to go back to his city. Well, that night, they were going to attack the next day. That night, there was a terrific storm of wind and rain. And it started, and it lasted for 3 days and three nights. So the barbarians, under Attila the Hun, could not attack the city of Orléans. They had to stay in their shelters. And in the meantime, the emperor and his soldiers came marching up right through the rainstorm, and they drove away Attila the Hun, and there was a big battle at a place called Châlons. And Europe was saved once again. Europe was always being saved back then, and sometimes we know those stories, and other times they've been forgotten. But today's story is a good example, children, of how we have to have confidence in prayer. What kind of prayer does our Lord want from us? Very often it is the prayer of reparation for our sins. But remember, confidence most of all. That's what won the heart of our Lord for St. Gertrude, because she always trusted our Lord. She knew she wasn't the best of saints, and she wasn't really actually a great miracle worker, and sometimes she had lots of temptations and things, but she loved our Lord and she trusted him, just as St. Onion did, and just as St. Gregory, the miracle worker, did. So if we want to get our prayers heard, let's remember to make reparation for sin, but most of all, let's trust our Lord. Jesus, Sacred Heart of Jesus, I put my trust in thee. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, the Holy Ghost. Amen.